This is Dr. Inigo dictating a disability physical for a claimant by the name of Jorge Garza. Date of birth, July the 4th, 1965. Case ID number is 716-7673. Date of exam, March the 12th, 2024. Duration of examination, 45 minutes. Medical records available prior to examination? Yes. Medical records from Dr. Carlos Vela, dated 12/21/2022. Identifying information. This is a 58-year-old married male with four children who presented to my office for disability evaluation to evaluate allegations of coronary artery bypass surgery times four, comma, myocardial infarction, comma, coronary artery disease, comma, ischemic cardiomyopathy, comma, stable angina, comma, mixed hyperlipidemia, comma, diabetes mellitus, comma, and hypertension. The claimant is presently unemployed and his last employment date was in 2022, where he worked as a glazing contractor for 25 years. During that time, he worked 8 hours per day, 5 days out of the week, and 4 weeks out of the month. At the present time, he lives in a house with his wife, who is not working at this time. The claimant is not on disability or receiving any other kind of benefits at this time. Allegation number one, coronary artery bypass surgery times four, / non-ST elevated myocardial infarction, / coronary artery disease, / ischemic cardiomyopathy, / stable angina. Allegation number two, mixed hyperlipidemia. Number three, diabetes mellitus. Number four, hypertension. History of allegations. Number one, coronary artery bypass surgery times four, / non-ST elevated myocardial infarction, / coronary artery disease, / ischemic cardiomyopathy, / stable angina. The claimant states that on February the 8th, 2022, he presented himself to McAllen Heart Hospital, where he was hospitalized for 2 weeks, secondary to having two myocardial infarctions and a non-ST elevated myocardial infarction of his heart. The claimant went on to have a coronary artery bypass surgery times four, which was performed December the 16th, 2022, with good results. He states the character of his chest pain was a soreness located in the left mid-chest area, which radiated to his left arm and neck, which would last for approximately 4 hours. He states at this time he has a pricking feeling in his chest that he's had for approximately 1 week. He states the chest pain is precipitated by exertion and tiredness. He denies any relation of chest pain to resting or food intake. He is not on nitroglycerin tablets and states that the pain is usually relieved by resting and antacids. His symptoms include shortness of breath, comma, palpitations, comma, nausea, comma, vomiting, and dizziness. His risk factors include hypertension, comma, non-insulin-dependent diabetes mellitus, comma, positive family history of heart disease, comma, and hypercholesterolemia. He does have a history of gastritis, but denies any history of peptic ulcer disease, comma, hiatal hernia, comma, biliary disease, comma, pancreatitis, comma, esophagitis, comma, pulmonary emboli or costochondritis. The claimant is said to be in congestive heart failure and does have a diastolic type of heart failure. He suffers from shortness of breath, pedal edema, and orpnea, where he has to sleep with 2 to 4 pillows at night. He was diagnosed with coronary artery bypass surgery times four, secondary to severe coronary artery disease with myocardial infarction times two. He also has had ischemic angina, unstable, with cardiomyopathy. His condition at this time is stable. His oxygen saturation is 95%. Allegation number two, mixed hyperlipidemia. The claimant states that in 2014, he was diagnosed with hyperlipidemia and hypertriglyceridemia. The present time, he's taking atorvastatin 40 milligrams QD and Lopid 600 milligrams BID. The claimant has had two myocardial infarctions and does have angina with coronary artery disease, but denies any cerebral vascular accidents. He does not know what his last levels were, but states that he has been fairly well controlled with the medication that he's taking. Allegation number three, diabetes mellitus. The claimant states that in 2000, he was having symptoms of polyuria, polyphagia, nocturia, but no blurred vision or weight loss. He denies any in-organ damage such as retinopathy, nephropathy, but does have diabetic polyneuropathy of his feet and hands and cardiovascular disease. He checks his blood glucose once per week, one time per day. However, states that because he's run out of supplies, he has not been checking for a while. His last blood glucose level was 176. He states it usually comes out between 100 to 300 milligrams / DL. He is presently taking metformin, 1,000 milligrams BID for his condition. His last hemoglobin A1C was 11%. Indicating that he's very poorly controlled at this time. Allegation number four, hypertension. The claimant states that 2011, he was having symptoms of chest pain, shortness of breath, frontal headaches, but no blurred vision. He has had two myocardial infarctions, starting with the one on December the 8th, 2022. He denies any cerebral vascular accident or nephropathy at this time. His blood pressure at this visit was 138 over 87 mmHg, indicating that he is very well controlled. And although he did have a history of a malignant hypertension, he is presently on furosemide, 40 milligrams QD, and metoprolol tartrate, 50 milligrams QD, as well as valsartan, 40 milligrams QD. His condition appears to be stable at this time. Limitations. The claimant is able to walk one block, stand for 30 minutes, climb one flight of stairs, and bend over to pick up clothes. He states he's unable to squat. The claimant is right-handed dominant and is able to write, use a coffee cup, use a skillet, sweep a room, button his clothes and lift approximately 3 pounds above his head. He is unable to open up a jar top. The claimant has no assistive devices. And his physician is Dr. Humberto Uburo and Dr. Munoz. He is presently on Tylenol 500 milligrams QD for pain, which does give him relief. He states the only physical activity he does are chores around the house. His daily activities include watching TV, doing light housework, going to the grocery store, cooking, doing the laundry, mowing the grass and attending to the yard, and gardening. He appears to be stable at this time. Family history. Father died at the age of 79 of throat cancer and complications. His mother died at the age of 60 from complications of diabetes mellitus. He does have a son with severe diabetes mellitus and amputations. He is only 35 years old. Medications. Metformin, 1,000 milligrams BID, omega-3, 1,000 milligrams TID, Lopid, 600 milligrams BID, potassium chloride, 20 milliequivalents BID, Plavix, 75 milligrams QD, Mupirocin, 2% BID, aspirin, 81 milligrams POQD, atorvastatin, 40 milligrams POQD, furosemide, 40 milligrams QD, metoprolol tartrate, 50 milligrams BID, and valsartan, 40 milligrams QD. Medical problems. Diabetes mellitus, type 2, unstable angina, acute coronary syndrome, hypertension, malignant, non-ST elevated myocardial infarction times 2, coronary artery disease, comma, ischemic cardiomyopathy, comma, hyperlipidemia, comma, coronary artery bigraft surgery times 4, comma, left internal mammary artery harvest and bilateral open greater saphenous vein harvest. The claimant has also had a circumcision and a right knee surgery in 1990. He had recently, in February, a urinary tract infection with urosepsis and degenerative joint disease as well. Social history. The claimant denies any history of smoking, although he smoked a little for 1 year. He denies any alcohol abuse. The claimant denies any delirium tremors or seizure disorder. The claimant denies any use of cocaine, comma, crack, comma, heroin, comma, or any IV drug abuse. Yeah, the last time he used marijuana was in 2019. The claimant denies any communicable diseases such as hepatitis, comma, HIV, comma, or any sexually transmitted diseases. Physical examination, temperature is 98.0 Fahrenheit, weight 230 pounds, height 5 feet 11 inches tall, BP 138 over 87 mmHg, heart rate 80 beats per minute, respiration 16 respirations per minute, oxygen saturation 96%, BMI 32, general. This is a 58-year-old male who appears to be a stated age and is in no acute distress. He also appears to be a reliable historian who presented to my office for a disability evaluation. Could you drop down to Snellen vision? D uncorrected is 20/25. Pinhole is 20/25. OS uncorrected is 20/25. Pinhole is 20/25. Binocular uncorrected is 20/20. Could you drop down to cardiovascular after the last sentence? There is a 28-centimeter vertical scar where a coronary artery bigraft surgery was performed. Could you drop down to extremities? No clubbing or cyanosis was noted on either one of the lower extremities. No ulcers or veins were noted, but the claimant did have some mild edema. Calves were non-tender, and the Holman sign was negative. There are mild signs of peripheral vascular disease, and scars were vein harvesting was performed to do the coronary artery bigraft surgery. Could you drop down to cerebellar function. The claimant's gait was steady, symmetric, but slow. The claimant did not come with an assistive device. His hand-eye coordination was good and finger-to-nose was normal. Heel-to-shin exam was normal and the lumbar sign was negative. Could you drop down to muscular skeletal, the last paragraph. The claimant is able to squat and get up on his own, but with moderate difficulty. No difficulty was noted upon the claimant's ability to rise from a sitting position, and the claimant was able to get up and down from the exam table without difficulty. The claimant had no difficulty in walking on his heels and toes, as well as being able to walk at a normal tandem rate. He could stand on one foot bilaterally, but was unable to hop on each foot bilaterally. Assisted devices. He requires no assisted devices at this time. Neurological exam. Grip strength was +5/5 bilaterally. Cranial nerves 2 through 12 were grossly intact. Reflexes were symmetrical and biceps, brachioradialis, patellar, and Achilles reflexes were normal at +2. Sensory examination was normal to light touch, pinprick, and position sense was normal. There is no evidence of muscle wasting or muscle spasms. Muscle strength was +4/5 for all tested areas. Fine and dexterous finger control is normal bilaterally. Functional capacity based on the current examination. The claimant's ability to sit, stand, and move about is mildly restricted. He is able to lift, carry, and handle small to medium-sized objects. The claimant hears and speaks well. There is no evidence of joint deformity, bone, or tissue destruction, except for severe coronary artery disease with cardiomyopathy. He is able to heel, toe, and tandem walk. There is normal grip strength bilaterally. His ability to reach, handle, finger, and feel is unrestricted. On examination, the claimant shows no evidence of muscle wasting, but does show some mild fatigue. The claimant has no limitations in his visual fields or in his visual acuity. He is able to communicate very well without limitations, but does have some minor restricted limitations in his workplace environment, secondary to cardiovascular disease with a history of myocardial infarction x2. Probable diagnosis is, number one, coronary artery bypass surgery x4 with myocardial infarction secondary to a non-ST elevated myocardial infarction with coronary artery disease and an ischemic cardiomyopathy. The claimant does have unstable angina and appears to be doing fairly well at this time, but his condition is guarded. Allegation number two, mixed hyperlipidemia being treated at this time. He has been told that his levels are stable and normal. Allegation number three, non-insulin-dependent diabetes mellitus being treated at this time. Does not appear to be well controlled with a hemoglobin A1C of 11%. Allegation number four, hypertension being treated at this time. Blood pressure was 138/87 mmHg, which appears to be fairly normal. This is the end of the dictation for a claimant by the name of Jorge Garza.